Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for December 14, 2023 will come to order. We have a packed agenda, so let's get started. First up is Draft Advisory Opinion 2023-08, request from Cowboy Analytics. We have Eric Wang here on behalf of the requester. Feel free to come up to the table. We have counsel for the commission. Are we ready?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda documents 2328A and 2328B are our alternative draft responses to an advisory opinion request submitted by Cowboy Analytics LLC. The requester proposes to establish a non-connected conduit political committee, the PAC, that would solicit and forward contributions earmarked for candidate committees. The PAC would operate a website offering contributors merchandise imprinted with political messages in exchange for making contributions through the PAC to the selected candidates, and would deduct a portion of each contribution to cover its costs before forwarding to the designated candidates. The requester also proposes a second scenario where the PAC would solicit the purchase of its political merchandise separately from the making of any earmarked contributions. After an individual completes their purchase, they would then be encouraged to make an earmarked contribution to a candidate. The request asks a number of questions about the treatment of contributions to the PAC and to candidate committees, and whether the PAC's costs for producing the merchandise and soliciting contributions would constitute independent expenditures. Within each draft, the same conclusions are reached regarding the two proposed scenarios. Drafts A and B both conclude that the costs the PAC proposes to deduct from an earmarked contribution would be contributions to the PAC and not contributions to the designated candidates, and that the PAC's payments for the production and distribution of merchandise would not constitute in-kind contributions from the PAC to the candidates receiving the earmarked contributions. Drafts A and B reach different conclusions about whether the PAC would have to report its costs of producing and distributing the merchandise or its costs to solicit earmarked contributions as independent expenditures. Draft A concludes that neither the merchandise nor the solicitation costs would constitute independent expenditures, while draft B concludes that both the merchandise and solicitation costs would constitute independent expenditures to the extent they contain express advocacy. We received one comment on the request and no comments on the draft. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Colleagues, any discussion or questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to policy for the presentation and all the work on the drafts. Question for counsel for the requester. You did not submit any written comments about the two drafts. As counsel just explained, there are diverging outcomes with respect to the solicitation costs and then the production and distribution costs and the merchandise and whether those are reportable as independent expenditures. I'm interested in your views on those, on that issue or those two issues, and whether one draft is correct over the other, or what your views are on the merits of those issues.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey, and fellow commissioners. So it won't surprise you to know that I have my own personal views on which draft I believe reaches the right outcome and has the right analysis, but I am not here to represent my own personal views on this matter. So I'll just say, for my client's purposes, they are able to operate under either draft, and they are also able to operate under both drafts, essentially, if the commission were to deadlock on the IE reporting issues for questions 3 and 4 regarding the merchandise costs and the solicitation costs. So, you know, whether the commission reaches a consensus or a deadlock, our client is grateful for the guidance given by both drafts, and we thank the commissioners and the OGC staff for addressing the questions. And I'm happy to answer any other questions the commissioners may have.
Great. Colleagues, any further discussion? Okay, let's move on to motion. Mr. Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you to council for that answer that gives some assurance, I think, across the commission. I am going to be moving for draft B. And so my motion is NAO 2023-08 Cowboy Analytics LLC. I move approval of agenda document 2328B, draft B.
Any discussion of the motion before we actually vote. Let me just say that I'm going to be abstaining from voting on this draft. While I agree with the ultimate conclusions on it, I don't agree with all the analysis. And because I believe this draft is not going to be getting 4 votes, I'm not going to trouble everyone with making those changes for a draft that no one is going to vote for. So I will stick with abstaining here. So colleagues vote. Commissioner, do you have
a... Yeah, Madam Chair, yes. While we're discussing the motion and in light of your comment, I hope you'll put those views in writing for the benefit of your colleagues and the regulated community.
Certainly, yes. Okay, votes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion fails 2-3 with Commissioners Broussard and Weintraub in favor. The Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, and Commissioner Dickerson opposed, and I am abstaining for the motion. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thanks, Mr. Wang, for that answer as well. It is very helpful. So with respect to Draft Advisory Opinion 2023-08, Cowboy Analytics, LLC, I move approval of Agenda Document Number 23-28-A, which is Draft A.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion fails 3-3 with the Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Dickerson in favor, and Commissioner Broussard, Weintraub, and myself opposed for the motions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the interest, if I could ask Council a question. So, Council, what I would propose to do in light of the votes that we just took would be to direct OGC to attempt to draft a compromise draft that answers the questions on which those two drafts agree, and that then says that the Commission was unable to give an answer for questions 3 and 4. If you have any comment on that proposal before I make it, I'd be interested in it, but that's what I would intend to do.
Yeah, I think that would be sufficient guidance for my client. Thank you.
Right.
Madam Chair, in that case, with respect to Draft Advisory Opinion 2023-08, I move to instruct the Office of General Counsel to draft a third draft response to the advisory opinion consistent with the overlapping answers of Draft A and B, and to circulate such draft for a tally vote to the Commission.
Any discussion of the motion?
Can I just ask for some further instruction about questions?
Sorry. Can I just ask for some further instruction for OGC as to questions 5 and 6 and what you'd like to...
Manager. With respect to questions 5 and 6, I believe the answers between the two drafts published were the same insofar as they said the variation didn't matter. I think... that could be included in the compromise draft C, I guess, to the extent it also isn't a comment on the merits of question 3 or 4, which is also part of that conclusion that the difference didn't change the legal outcome.
Thank you.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously. Thank you so much.